There are some serious questions being asked of a few people. I repeat the question that I've asked now at least 10 times of the Grand Mufti. We don't have an answer. Are the men who carried out the attacks in Paris martyrs or murderers? Could he just answer that simple question? Or doesn't he speak adequate English? Doesn't he understand it? And equally, the Turnbull government has several significant questions to answer. One of them in relation to the port of Darwin. I see Andrew Krepanevich, who is the president of the Centre for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments in Washington, not a nobody. The president of the Centre for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments in Washington, Andrew Krepanevich, has joined Andrew Jennings, Bill Shorten and others, questioning this long-term lease of the strategic port of Darwin to the Chinese company Landbridge. Now, as you know, I've been talking about this for weeks. Landbridge purchased just a 99-year lease over the port from the Northern Territory government for $506 million. Dare I say it, a piddling $506 million in October. The deal doesn't even require Foreign Investment Review Board scrutiny. Andrew Krepanevich says the deal threatens to undermine Australia's relations with the United States and security in the Pacific. Krepanevich says Darwin Port forms the southern anchor of a long-term US military strategy to contain China's territorial ambitions in the South China Sea. And he points out, as I have, that the billionaire boss of Landbridge and his deputy are both former senior military officers in China's People's Liberation Army and have close ties to the Chinese government. He points out, as I have, that Landbridge has its own uniformed militia, which will apparently be deployed to protect the port of Darwin. And he asks, what will Australia get for surrendering the port of Darwin? $506 million. $5 million a year for the duration of the 99-year lease. It's time Canberra woke up. This is not some straightforward commercial deal. It is the latest move in a long-term strategic competition for positional advantage in the Pacific, which may, with major implications for regional security.